Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here's Des Cahill.
Good morning. We're going to start with rugby news on you. And the Irish team to play Fiji on Saturday will be named later today. It's widely reported this morning that young Sam Prendergast will start at out half, with Leinster hooker Gus McCarthy and Ulster back row Cormac Izuchukwu expected to gain their first Irish caps. Jamie Osborne likely to start at full back. We'll hear from him later in the programme. Meanwhile, Munster, beset by injury problems, have signed two props on short-term deals. Limerick's Conor Bartley joins from Young Munster, and South African loosehead Deanne Bleuler joins from the Sharks. Later this morning, Eileen Gleeson will name her Republic of Ireland women's soccer squad for the upcoming Euro playoff against Wales. There are doubts about Louise Quinn, Aoife Mannion, Ella Molloy and Lucy Quinn. But Gleeson does have a fully fit Kira Caruso returning, while Megan Campbell, Rashida Littlejohn and Megan Connolly are also back in the frame. There's interesting news around Casement Park. The GAA has reaffirmed its commitment to building a 34,500 capacity stadium at Casement Park in the wake of the British government's insistence that it was not in a position to make a financial contribution to the project. However, at Tuesday's meeting of the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee in Westminster, Secretary of State Hilary Benn said he was not in a position at this stage to say the UK government would make a contribution, but he added, "I think in the interests of respecting all of the sporting traditions in Northern Ireland, it is important that Casement Park is built." Ulster GAA welcomed Mr. Benn's comments on the importance of the project and stressed that the cost of building a provincial GAA stadium would be lower than that required to build a stadium in line with UEFA specifications. The Irish men's basketball team have a big game tonight. They face Azerbaijan in the Men's World Cup European pre-qualifiers. John Carroll back in the side. The game in Tala starts at 5 o'clock. Ireland would then host Kosovo on Sunday. Women athletes dominated the main athletics awards yesterday. Rashida Adeleke named as Ireland's Athlete of the Year. She was also the sprint and hurdles athlete. Ciara McGeehan, who sensationally won European gold in the women's 1500 before injury ruled her out of the Olympics 2 months later, was chosen as the middle distance athlete of the year. Five-time Olympian Fionnuala McCormack received the Endurance Athlete Award, and hammer thrower Nicola Tuttle won Field Athlete of the Year. In golf, Tom McKibben has been selected on the Britain and Ireland team for the 2025 Team Cup in Abu Dhabi. The event, which serves as part of Europe's Ryder Cup preparations, will see Britain and Ireland, captained by Justin Rose, take on Francesco Molinari's Continental Europe. In tennis, Germany will face the Netherlands in one Davis Cup semi-final after beating Canada 2-0 in Malaga yesterday. In the other quarter-finals to be played, Italy face Argentina and the US will play Australia. Finally, racing. There are weather concerns about the Thurles meeting going ahead today, but we've been told in the past 15 minutes, while there's a light dusting of snow, the track is frost-free. The ground remains good. However, the status orange warning is in place until midday, so the situation continues to be monitored.
All right, Des, thank you very much.